Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It's top of the hour, 7:03. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride in or out. I don't know. Some of you guys get off early. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Some of the things we've been talking about so far today, the Falcons announced that they are doing a joint practice in August with the Tennessee Titans. Also, the craziness with the Atlanta Braves letting Tui Asisopo go back down to the minors and hiring Freddie Gonzalez, which is and I called it inbred earlier. That's what it is. Like, it's just somebody's been a manager and somebody's been a third base coach, and then you just spin the wheel until one lands, and then, you know, that's where you go from there.
I did a temperature check on Reddit as far as this move for the Braves, and it was just like, this is confusing. Yeah. That's all it really was.
And again, I don't want to spend too much time on the Braves here because we got to get back into Falcons OTAs, but it's a nothing burger for me. A scapegoat.
Is this Alex Anthopoulos walking out to the center of the ring and doing the suck it sign to the fans?
Oh, my goodness.
You
don't think so.
You want heads to roll? All right. I fired the third base coach. No, I sent him to the minors.
I think it's the opposite. I think it's him giving the people what they want. He's putting his ear up to Reddit right now going,
did you want somebody fired? Here it is, baby. Let's go.
But that's exactly my point.
I don't think he's telling him to suck it, though.
Well,
I think different direction.
No. You're taking it all wrong. The one person that everybody on Twitter and Reddit and everything I read wants fired is Brian Snitker.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. So it's like, we have an announcement to make. We are relieving the third base coach. Yeah. And so then you're like, and by the way,
ding,
we're bringing back the old manager, the new manager.
The old third base coach.
Don't forget that a lot of Braves fans called for Freddie Gonzalez to be fired for years, especially when he didn't pitch Kimbrel in that playoff series against the Dodgers. Okay, so this was like, oh, you want heads to roll? I'll roll a head, but not the one you want. That's why I think it's like the suck it, because it's like you get, but you don't get what you want.
Yeah,
I'm not. No. You don't get what you want. So that's kind of why. That's kind of why I said that, because you got something, but it's not what people wanted.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about that coming up in the next segment. We also got CJ Nitkowski coming up at 8:40. Can't wait to get his take on some of the things going on with this team. Always a lot of fun to visit with him because he's so insightful and analytical when it comes to situations like this. I'm sure, hopefully, he's got some numbers that will make us feel better. Speaking of feeling better, Kyle Pitts, the whole OTA saga that was. Remember, we were pretty upset last week learning that Kyle Pitts is not at OTAs. Well, it came out a day later that Kyle Pitts was dealing with a little bit of an injury. Here is what head coach Raheem Morris had to say yesterday.
Yeah, extremely cautious with Kyle right now and what he's got going on. Obviously, you don't talk about injuries this time of year, but definitely being cautious with him. So you won't see him. He's been here. He's done such a great job of all stuff that we've asked him. He's been in every single meeting. He's been in every single thing that we've done other than the field. And he's been absolutely outstanding to be around in all this type of that era. But we're going to be extremely cautious in him. We had a couple people like that when we don't have him out there that we're extremely cautious with, that we know are here and have been a part of everything and just not in the grass.
Does that make you feel better or worse about Kyle Pitts' future with this team, Bo? I mean, does that do anything for you?
Well, I have a question first because he was pressed a little bit about, was it his foot? And Raheem Morris backed off and he sidestepped. He goes, it's an injury.
Yeah.
And so
Lower body. Yeah.
That made me a little bit nervous, but you know more about this, Mike, about like, yeah. is there anything he's kind of sidestepping there?
Well, they're not allowed to disclose it.
Okay.
They're in this part of the year, I'm pretty positive they're not allowed to say why they're missing because it's voluntary.
Okay.
That's interesting.
They're not allowed to mention like why players are missing or something like that. They can, you know, because it's not. Well, is it excuse? Well, no, it doesn't have to be. It's voluntary.
Is it only because? And I really don't know the answer to this because obviously things have changed so much in the last 10 years since I was a part of that team. Is it only because it's a new injury? Because if like you're talking about like Troy Anderson, you'd be like, yeah, he's still dealing with the pec. You know what I mean?
No, I'm pretty positive they're not allowed to comment on why players are not there, and that's why he said, look, he's here. He says, we're just not putting what's down on the grass.
Right. Like,
he said he literally gave you probably more than the PA would
for
won't
sure.
be given.
The PA didn't want you to even talk about Kyle Pitts' name, probably.
So I think it's a really good question, Allie, and I think it's a good thought. It's not sidestepping. He's just giving you as much as he can. He's really more than he should be. He shouldn't even be addressing it. But he can because he's there, right? He can talk about it because he's there.
Right.
So he can
say,
no, he's here. He's just not. That's why he said he's putting the work in, just not on the grass. Okay.
Gotcha.
So we're taking time with it. That kind of stuff.
And Raheem's usually the kind of guy that'll just be up front. Like if Kyle Pitts was not there and they were like, hey, Kyle Pitts, he'd just be like, hey, we're not talking about that. Come on, man. You know we can't talk about that.
Yeah, and exactly. To your question, does it make me feel better or worse about his future? It doesn't make me feel any way.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
It doesn't change a thing because guess what? If they're in – they're not – again, I want to repeat this. They're not shopping Kyle Pitts, but they are listening. If you have an offer, they'll be like, yeah, we'll listen. We'll take the call. But they're not like – they're not – you know, Terry Fontenot's not working the phones trying to fight. This isn't Brad Pitt and Moneyball and Jonah Hill sitting across from him, which would be Kyle Smith in that situation, and be like, hey, do we want so-and-so? No, we don't want that. But that's not that. They're sitting there, and if anyone calls, they're taking it. That said, doesn't make me feel any way, because guess what? If they were in deep conversations, they could be holding him off.
Yep.
They could be saying, you know what? You can come. You can work out. But you're not gonna be on the field where we're not gonna have you in any way where you could get hurt.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Also, speaking of not wanting to get hurt, yesterday there was a scuffle, just a shoving match that broke out between Matthew Bergeron and David Onyemata, and it looks like at some point during the media viewing period that Raheem Morris kind of called everybody up and had a conversation with the team about moving forward. This is going to sound ridiculous. I'm a big fan of fights in the offseason.
Really?
Big fan.
I am too.
I'm a big fan of fights in the offseason. Dylan says me too, baby.
Yeah, he's two thumbs up.
I came in, like, and this is not the offseason, but I would say during training camp my rookie year, I got in like 3 fights. Like,
well,
I mean, like within a week.
But hold on. You need to disclose the truth to Allie some of our listeners. You were a fighter in practice.
In college,
anyways.
I got told to calm down.
Yeah.
They were like, dude, it's
you?
A little bit.
He was
yeah,
a fighter.
Yeah, because in college, we fought every single day. Because it was passionate. And that's one of the reasons everybody talks about Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, same way. Like, why are you guys so good? Because we practiced 1,000,000 miles an hour. Like, practice was harder than the game. And I believed in that. And it would lead to fights in college. And I believed in playing like that when I got to the NFL. Like, after three fights in 4 days, they're like, hey, dude, it's a little bit over the top.
Yeah, okay.
We're all pros here.
So I wanted to say that because I think it's important to disclose that because I don't know if people remember that. I do. We've talked about it numerous times, but he's a fighter. But I do, too. I was on with Tom Abraham yesterday in Huntsville in Nashville. He is in Nashville now, too.
Yeah.
He was asking me some news about it, and I said, well, there was a fight that broke out today between Bergeron and David Onyemata. And I said, I freaking love it. And he's like, really? And I go, yeah. I go, it gets my blood going because I've got
–
because I told – you said it, guys that are passionate.
Yes.
And
– means they're practicing hard.
And guess what? Guess what? Matthew Bergeron is going to be a third-year player. I'm not saying he's the centerpiece, but he is a part of that core offensive line. If Ryan Neusel is going to continue to play at a good level like he did last year when he filled in, it's going to be a lot in part because of Matthew Bergeron and Chris Lindstrom, okay? Because Drew Dahlman didn't take off until Bergeron stepped in, and all of a sudden he became a you know, everybody was like, oh, he's one of the better centers. Let's pay him, you know.
$12 million a year.
Yeah. But also on the other side, guess what David Onyemata is
right
now?
That's what I want to talk about.
Guess what David Onyemata is this year? He's the leader.
He's your centerpiece of that defensive line.
And he's the leader because Grady's gone, and he's the guy that's been there the longest now. Okay? So he's a veteran, so he's in my presence there.
And I'm still not sure as we look at this, you know, I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. I don't love what we've got as far as the interior defensive line right now. I would not be shocked if you got to August and you had a Justin Simmons, Matthew Judon situation where you get in training camp and go, dude, depth's not where we want it to be at this position. Let's see if we can find somebody on the market or find somebody with some trade value. But it is what it is. Like, it's just, you know, David Onyemata has been a guy that at different times has been a very, very good player. He was better, I think, in Ryan Nielsen's scheme, but we'll see what Jeff Olbrich can do with him. But I love the passion from both sides, specifically where both those guys are at in their careers with this team. I think it speaks volumes about where this team's mindset is.
Well, this is what I was trying to say yesterday about that, is I think you're going to see some of those at the end of the month in August and September when the cuts come, because, you know, people are like, well, June 1st is coming. That means June 2nd, there's going to be a plethora of veterans out there on the market. That's not true, because there's no one that really needed to clear that needed cap space so badly that they waited to announce it on June 2nd.
Right.
Okay. They would have done that in April and said, this is a June 1st designation. That's when the money comes off. You know, here's what we're going to do. That guy can go ahead and find a new home. But they are going to do that back. They'll do that in like August, September, because not only can they free up space, but they just don't. They realize that guy's not necessarily what they need, or someone outplayed that guy, and the juice for him was no longer worth the squeeze.
Real quick, I want to get to this before we get to break. Yesterday, Jeremy Fowler was on SportsCenter, and he was having the conversation about Aaron Rodgers, and of course, you know whose name came up. It's not anything new, so it's not like we need to spend a bunch of time on it, but he said, and I quote, that Kirk Cousins is at the very least on the Steelers' radar. Forgive me if you can hear me yawning through the microphone, because I'm just tired. It's the same old song and dance. Every time there's some kind of quarterback situation or whatever it may be, it's like, oh, it's Kirk Cousins, a possibility. Yeah, he's on the radar. He's probably on a lot of teams' radar at this point. Are you willing to give up what you need to give up for the Falcons to move on from him? I don't believe so.
I refuse to believe that Aaron Rodgers won't sign right after minicamp. I'm sorry. I refuse it, because this was the whole thing. Allie, he skipped mandatory mini camp last year in New York so he could go to Egypt or something. Look at pyramids.
Riding camels.
They had a handshake agreement. You'll be here for training camp. And that's what they're doing.
But don't you think maybe with the spectacle that Aaron Rodgers can bring, there is maybe a little part of them that's like, you know what? Kirk Cousins is showing up to OTAs. Everybody's comfortable with him in the locker room. He's a good vibe.
No. I don't believe that that's what Arthur Smith wants, and I don't think that's what Mike Tomlin wants.
Yeah. I don't think, and this is just me, I don't think the marriage between Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith's a great one, like as far as what Arthur Smith wants to do, zone reads and things like that in the red zone. And I definitely, for a lot of the same reasons, don't think it would be a good marriage between Kirk Cousins and Arthur Smith. Cool. I just don't. Like, it does not, that what Kirk Cousins can do does not scream Arthur Smith offense to me.
Why do you think the Falcons pursued Deshaun Watson and Matt Ryan, who had been here his whole career, suddenly became a Colt?
Yeah.
Because Arthur Smith wanted a guy that could do that.
Got to move around a little bit.
So I'm with Mike, 100%.
Yeah. It's just, look, I don't know what I'm more tired of, the Kirk Cousins conversation or the Kyle Pitts conversation. It's like, dude, how many times can we talk in circles, Jeremy Fowler? Thank you.
Cousins, because no one can ever give you a reason the why. They just said because. And good at point. Least with Pitts, we know what the issues are.
It's a good point. We come back. We're going to talk more about this Freddie Gonzalez move for the Atlanta Braves. Is he just getting plugged in? Is Tuiasosopo a scapegoat? We'll have that conversation on the other side. Sports Radio 92.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kind of game. Sports Radio, 929 a game. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us this morning. I'm Mike. That's Allie. This other guy's Bo, and then Dylan every now and then, you know, sprinkled in.
Other guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like how you presented me.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't need to go Matthew Bergeron on you. But I will if I need to.
I'll go David Onyemata on your ass. How about that? Yeah. Boom, bigger guy.
I don't know. Who do you think if they just went in a boxing match? We've met both those guys. We've had both those guys on the show before.
Ooh, I don't know. Bergeron's
probably got the length there.
Bergeron seems like a nice guy. I mean, they both seem like nice guys actually.
No, Bergeron's got that weird weird kind of Canadian thing going on.
Well, he's French Canadian.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust a French Canadian in a fight.
In this Are you kidding me, dude? Like, he probably played hockey growing up. I guarantee you he can throw hands.
In this bout, are we taking into consideration like stamina at all? Do you think Bergeron maybe has a little bit more stamina than Onyemata?
I'd say Onyemata probably has more.
Oh, you think so?
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. I think if you're debating stamina between a guard on the offensive line and a defensive tackle, then the chances are the fight's not going over 45 seconds anyways, Dylan.
True.
So
like,
maybe
like
the
sumo
wrong
match.
I think you might want to ask who's got more power. Who's got this? Mike's gonna feel a certain way. Like who's got those quick, powerful hands? Because that's probably gonna be the guy that wins. Stamina might not play. This ain't Floyd Mayweather.
Stamina might not matter.
You know what I mean? Well, it's just and they both have good hands. I'm trying to think of how to relate this. Onyemata is probably more of a right and left hook kind of guy, and Bergeron's probably more of a jab. You know what I mean? He's going straight at you.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I'm sure they both. It'd be a good match.
I think he's got that Cameron Poe from Con Air jab, where he just like one
just
like
with the meat of the fist right there.
Well, it's almost like the heel of the
palm. The heel of the hand. Yeah, for sure. And that's how you have to do it when you fight at practice.
Yeah,
because you can't punch. Well, everybody's got helmets on.
Well, how long do those fights last for? Like, when do you get broken up?
Quickly.
It depends. Yeah,
because
it depends.
You don't want somebody breaking a hand on
of
the helmet.
Not.
I got put in a headlock one time. That one, I don't know how long that one lasted because I ended up on my stomach and I couldn't see.
Who got you in a headlock?
Jamal Anderson.
Whoa.
The defensive end, Jamal Anderson.
Yeah.
To clarify.
Jamal Anderson got me in a headlock one time.
The first time.
I was fighting somebody else for the record. He broke it up, but it was a headlock.
Well, that was one of the few times he got the better of an offensive lineman in the NFL.
Yeah.
Is that rude?
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, Jamal.
He was a first-round draft pick in the NFL.
Yeah.
Which is more than any of us can say.
That's true. Yeah.
He also got his zeros, and I'm pretty sure he's doing just fine.
I don't think he's sweating it right now, but you know, it's just frustrating.
I want
to see him win here.
Yeah, we're going to go in the huddle in just a second. I got some updates on multiple former Georgia offensive linemen that you're not going to want to miss. But how are you feeling? I just want a quick update real quick. You got Top 5 Tuesday coming up in the next segment. Is you feeling – you've been nervous all day about this. Kind of been, you know, trembling in your Nikes over there a little
bit. It's not trembling. It's just the fact that, first off, I had like a 40-song list, and I'm trying to narrow it down to 5. And I'm trying to do a good job of keeping the songs mixed. I've already flip-flopped a couple of songs on the list. I just went in there and told Dylan, I was like, hey, take 2 and move it to 4.
Oh, dude, you can't have the last-minute flip-flop. You can't do that.
It's not last minute.
Set in stone.
No, it's not. And so I've technically got 7 songs because I've got 2 honorable mentions. It's so open-ended when you do songs.
I know.
I'm just loving this because the amount of crap this guy has given me over the last 2-plus years about my Top 5 Tuesdays, and he's feeling the heat.
Well, and the last Top 5 Tuesday you did was mathematical, and there was room for error. Nobody could question it.
Yeah.
Technically, it wasn't mathematical because it was some mathematics, but it was also based on
top 5 pass rushing duos of all time.
Yeah, but it was.
I think 3 of your 5 weren't even. I wasn't even alive for. So there wasn't much argument.
It's not my fault. You haven't seen as much football as me. You just know more.
Yeah, well, we do have a couple of pieces of football news to get to. Like I said, we got a couple of former Georgia offensive linemen that are in the news, albeit on very different ends of their career. But first thing I want to get to is Saquon Barkley's backward hurdle. And I know that Dylan was so stoked about this. It lands on the Madden cover yesterday. You feel good about it? I mean, like, I'm not even making fun of you. You're the video gamer of the group.
Yes.
You probably play Madden way more than any of us play Madden. Saquon's backwards hurdle is still one of the sickest things I've ever seen in an NFL game. It's had to be a thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as far as a Madden cover goes for this year, I couldn't think of a better Madden cover. I mean, the backwards hurdle, I mean, the picture he got midair. I mean, there's no better cover. So as far as covers go, I think they hit it out of the ballpark.
They had him doing the video I saw online of doing that. So cool. Like, I watched it over and over and over again. Just I'm talking about, like, the Madden studio.
Yeah, yeah. So they can, like, feature it in the game, I think. They're going
to – Oh, like it's going to be an actual move? That's sick. I didn't know that.
There's a video out there that he's doing it in the Madden studio, and I literally probably watched it 15 times because
– So cool.
It's kind of – honestly, it's mesmerizing.
I also heard that in this year's Madden, they won't be able to get an interception. Maybe it's college football. They won't be able to get an interception unless they turn their head around. That's –
That needs to be a thing.
Like, if you're too many times you play, like, you know, college football, and it's
you
just
get
like
a fluky throw
your hand up, and you're like, wow, that was crazy.
But good on them, because a lot of times the critiques that a college football game, now that it's back in the mix, and a Madden game gets is that sometimes things happen that are very unrealistic.
Right.
And so their job is to make it as realistic as possible. Yeah. And so that feature, I think, is a good one because it makes it more realistic.
Yeah. Saquon announces a 99 overall yesterday, which is pretty cool. He deserves it.
By the way, just real quick, I think the Madden curse is completely done, right? I think Tom Brady broke that curse a couple of years back.
You better hope so.
Nobody ever said it was an every year curse. Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things. It lives on.
That's true enough.
You better hope so.
Couple of pieces of news I do want to get to from some former Georgia offensive linemen. First, let's talk about David Andrews, and he hangs up the cleats yesterday, and he has this press conference, and pretty emotional fella after looking back on his career.
I wasn't healthy, you know, and once I got away from the game, I obviously still wanted to play, but I didn't want to go do it for another organization. That wasn't really what I had in mind to finish my career, and you know, I wanted to finish it here, and, you know, I did.
I do not know David Andrews personally, but I know multiple people that do. And I don't know that there's any more beloved person on a personal level than David Andrews, and especially what he's meant to that organization up there.
Same. I've heard nothing but good things about him. He just stepped in and played, and he played well when he was healthy. I hate to see anybody. I've had this conversation with you on and off the air.
Yeah.
I hate seeing guys career has ended with injuries and not being able to finish it and play. Look, I think there's a fine line between knowing when it's time to hang him up and playing too long, but I don't ever want to see it happen, like, you know, where guys just have to hang it up because they just can't stay healthy. It's unfair for people that have put their lives into one sport.
Yeah, definitely. There's another guy that did the same thing yesterday. That's Frank Ragnow, center for the Detroit Lions. He also announced his retirement yesterday. He has been unbelievable in his time as a center for the Lions. He also is hanging him up because of his health, basically saying, I've tried to convince myself that I'm feeling good, but I'm not. And it's time to prioritize my health and my family's future. I have given this team everything, and I have thought and I had more to give, but the reality is I simply don't. I have to listen to my body, and this has been one of the hardest decisions of my life. Incredible player. They will not replace him, but it is interesting coming out that the guy getting his reps is Tate Ratledge, a guy that just came out of the University of Georgia this past draft. So it's going to be curious to keep an eye on that. But anybody who's ever watched Frank Ragnow go at it, the NFL is short a couple of really good centers after the news that both these guys are hanging up the cleats. So it's unfortunate that injuries, you know, cut things short for some guys, but I think both those guys are probably making the right decision. It's a tough decision. Trust me, I can tell you personally. I never played at their level, but when you have to decide, hey, I've had enough, that's a tough thing to have to lean on in terms of listening to your body. So,
yeah, I always wonder that position. Offensive line is so physically demanding. People do not realize every play is virtually a car collision.
Yeah,
and it with the money being what it is these days, it's hard to imagine this not being more the norm.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but hopefully those guys can get to health ASAP. And you know, I'm sure that they'll be around the game of football in the near future, and we'll hear back from them. All right, man, it's time to go to break. How we feeling? Top Five Tuesday.
Look,
coming,
man,
up.
These are seven songs that I've either seen live or want to see live. And, you know, maybe one or two I might not. But these are five rock songs that I want to see live.
Yeah.
Next.
It'll sound like Allie's intro, where it's going to be like, hey, this is going to be my skirt. Nope. Gonna be Life of Squid
on the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And
scoop.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep.
Sports Radio 92.9. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan. We're going to get to Top 5 Tuesday in a moment, which is handling because he's going to Metallica tonight. So he's got the top 5 rock songs that he wants to see live. Should be interesting.
He's terrified. I love this.
He's been planning all morning. It's actually very adorable.
I just wanted to make sure that I got what I'm trying to get it down to me because I've had some good concert experiences.
Yeah.
And I'll get into it in 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we do have to talk about what's going on down at Truist today. We have a new face at third base for the Braves Diamondback series. Freddie Gonzalez is the newest addition. Does it make you guys wonder in hindsight how many games could have been won if maybe we weren't seeing Austin or Ozzy being thrown out like 15, 20 feet away from a base?
No.
I would say maybe 4 because that's how many I remember it happening.
Because they were big outs when it would happen.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I think maybe just 3 to 4. It's never as many as you think. We always overanalyze those kinds of things. How many games a season do you think a baseball manager is directly responsible for winning or losing?
I think my number's probably way higher than yours.
I think it's less in a football. I think, well, when I say less in relative speaking terms than a football coach.
Less of a percentage. I don't know. I'd say a third.
And I would probably say more than a basketball coach.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd say a third of them. I'd say he's probably your manager probably has a direct hand in winning or losing. When to pull pitchers, matchups, who to put in the lineup.
160.
That sounds like a lot.
You know, that would be what, like
50 something.
That's
so basically
fair.
Where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I think that's a little too many, but I think it's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. Like in Al, you're like, we go back and look at, you know, how many games might you have won or lost. It's the same problems are the same problems.
Yeah.
Right? Even if they get thrown out at home. And I think that's where I'm at mentally with this team. I wouldn't say I'm exhausted by this team, but I'm as low on the Braves right now as I've been since we started the show. And obviously 2023 is not fair to even talk about because it was insane. But you look at all the offensive problems you had last year, and you're way worse off this year than you were last year. You look at the average runs per game. I think it was 4. I got to look at it. I think it was 4.3 last year. I think it's like 4.1 right now.
I also think your pitching started slower this year, which affected some of that. Like your first 7 to 10 games, the pitching was – the offense was rough, but the pitching was up and down too. I mean, they could have – if Chris Sale would have been Chris Sale last year to start the season, they'd have won the first game because they scored like 4 or 5 runs in that game, and Chris Sale wasn't very good. I'll say this. I think the manager is much more important come October. I think the way you understand of what hand to go with and how to manage through it and when to put guys in there and where, I think in October it is a very big deal about the manager.
It's a fair point, but I would say for this team, that October needs to start now. Like, you need to start managing right now like you're in the playoffs.
It seems like we kind of started off the rails, and there needed to be something to kind of bring it all together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a little closer management.
A little shift in emotion.
I understand that rhetoric, but I think it's very hard to manage a team in June like it's October, because then when you get to – if you actually do get to October – you have guys that are done, used up. That's why Craig Kimball.
But don't you feel like this team is very close to just falling off that cliff right now, where it's irreparable what you've done to your record for the season?
I think that they're in a. I think they could go either way right now. But you at some point, you do need guys in that clubhouse to lead. And
the good news is you're still top 10 in the league in team ERA. So if you can just find a way to hit and you've got guys that should be able to do that, then hopefully you can get on one of those, 15-2 streaks the way they did just a few years ago.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, right? I mean, let's hope it comes because we need it, especially at this bad stretch. All right. Appreciate my friends at Bear and Burton's W Sauce. We're going to have Bear on, I believe, Thursday to talk about some of the new stuff they've got. And don't forget, you can go to thewsauce.com. Find a retailer near you or order today and use the promo code
SQUID,
SQUID, for 15% off your order. And don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
you don't get the speaking part. All right, this is a band that I've never gotten to see live. They were here recently, and Porkchop decided to arrive. There are so many great. This is one of the. I listen to all of their live stuff, mm-hmm. and it's Pearl Jam. They're one of the best live bands when you record their stuff. I've never gotten to see them live though, but this song right here live is pretty cool, and it kind of it's not the song you probably expect me to play. It's Do the Evolution by Pearl Jam.
This is an honorable mention.
This is an honorable mention.
Okay, just want to clarify.
This song it hits, and this is one of the coolest music videos of all time because it's all like a cartoon thing. But this song gets you going. It gets you fired up, gets you ready to go. Could have done Black, could have done Daughter, or something like that. You know, the Oceans or Release or Animal or whatever you want to go with. But this song right here gets you going.
All right,
Dylan. Now, this next song, I've actually seen them play live. I saw them play this song live 6 days after the 9/11 attacks. At what's the amphitheater down south?
Lakewood.
God, I couldn't think of it. Yeah. I saw this band. One of the coolest moments ever is they came out in the crowd on the stage, and Steven Tyler said, "If you think you can get America down, you can dream on." And I mean, dude, we erupted. I'm 18 years old.
Pretty good.
And I'm losing.
Wait, are we still an honorable mention?
This is honorable mention.
We're still an honorable mention.
I am losing
my ever loving mind. Like, it was just so amazing. This hits so hard when they do it. It's an amazing song to see live. And I could have went.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Oh, gosh.
I do have goosebumps over this one. This is a good one.
Yeah,
Bo.
This is like I'm shocked. It's an honorable mention.
This was in the top five, and I said, I don't know, man. I got to move it out. All right, Dylan. I've actually seen this song played live in Rome, Georgia. Shout out to Rusty Manziel. Number five. Now, this is the 1976 version live at the Fox Theater, where he says, "Play it pretty for Atlanta." But I'm going to tell you something. If you're a rock and roll fan and you get to sit through a 10-minute song, which is Freebird.
I was
going to
say, how long did it go on?
I mean, they go off on this song. This is utterly one of the great songs to ever see played live. And I've been lucky enough to see it.
This is my dad's class song. I know he's laughing somewhere, probably listening to this. Class of 1979. He's like, I don't know. Our class song was Freebird.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. Do you know what song we got stuck with? I hope you dance.
Leanne Womack. we got vitamin C. That graduation song.
Ours was a Boys to Men song.
I would rather have any of those over "I Hope You Dance." I've never hated the people I graduated with more than that moment right there.
This picture of my dad with a mustache and a mullet singing "Freebird" is his high school graduation.
This next song is one that I've never gotten to see live. I will never get to see it live, and it is my favorite band of all time. Number four. Actually, this is I switched them up, don't I? Yeah, this is on me. This is not my favorite band of all time. This is Guns N' Roses' November Rain live. This is the 1992 version. I'll never probably get to see this live either. In Japan, Axl Rose plays like a 4-minute piano solo, and then this is right near the end of the song. This song is utterly amazing live. I've watched multiple live versions of it. I would love to see this, but I'm never going to get to see it.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. You said it was in Tokyo?
Japan, yeah.
Japan, wow.
This was from 1992.
That's pretty cool.
Phenomenal. All right. Another song that I want to see live, I haven't gotten to see. Let's go to number three, Dyline. AC/DC gets your blood flowing. Nothing will get you up in a concert like hearing Brian Johnson do Thunderstruck. This song hits, man. The guitar solo in it, the drums. I mean...
As you know, this is Bama's entry music when coming to the field.
No. Did not know that.
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't have picked it.
We've had that conversation before. Appreciate you remembering. But yeah, this is how Bama comes through the tunnel. Much like, it's not as big as like some of the other ones, the Metallica, the Enter the Sandman, and all the other stuff. But yeah, that'll get your juices flowing on a Saturday
night. Zach
Bryan
will also cover this in his concerts.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah. It's so good.
Did he do it in Atlanta?
Yeah, Truist.
Which night? Oh, no. Zach Bryan, I only saw him at the Benz.
Okay.
My bad.
Was a Truist.
All right. Number two. This is my favorite band of all time and a song I'll never get to see live. That's Stairway to Heaven, baby.
I was going
to
say.
That is Led Zeppelin.
I know this song.
Listen to this man play the double neck or double bridge guitar, as they call it. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, this song is absolutely amazing.
Who's our Led Zeppelin guy that calls in the show?
It's It's our draft guy.
Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to throw
thanks
you off.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, throw a curveball at you.
You know I got the Zeppelin tattoo on the back. Huge fan of Zeppelin. Now this, when I get to number one, this is a prisoner of the moment thing.
Oh, no. It'll be a prisoner mode for number one?
It's a little bit, because it could be anywhere on the list. But, I mean, they're playing tonight. Come on. Hit number one, Dylan. Dude, the reason why all these songs are on my list, leave it up, Dylan. You can leave it playing, is they give me chill bumps. Especially this song. You guys used to come out to it at the Dome.
Yeah.
I wish they still came out to it at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Inner Sandman is infamous in college football for the Blacksburg entrance. They played this in Blacksburg a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Yeah, center stage.
And I'm going to tell you something. It was like an earthquake.
Yeah.
This is
so cool, man.
This version right here was, I don't know if you've ever seen this music video, but this is in Moscow. In 1991, and it looks like they're playing to a million people.
They were playing to a million people.
I mean, it is unbelievable.
They were playing to more than a million people.
This is one of the greatest songs to see live, but it's a little bit prisoner moment. I've seen a few of these songs, and I want to see some of these songs. But yeah, and I left off like some Tom Petty songs that are phenomenal live.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, dude, I remember seeing Tom Petty at Lakewood.
Yeah, dude.
And I think I was 18 or 19, and when he played, it went dark, and you hear the guitar riff for Last Dance of Mary Jane,
yeah.
And the whole place lit up with lighters, and it smelled like a hemp factory.
Yeah, well, yeah, I saw Tom Petty, saw Tom Petty at Wrigley, and the next night we saw Dead & Company with John Mayer,
yeah.
And you want to talk about a hemp factory. Goodness.
Well,
that was quite the evening.
Oh, I bet.
It's quite a crowd.
Both ends of that one.
I left a lot of songs off this list because they only gave me five, and I still went with seven. All right? These are the songs that I want to see live.
Fight me.
I've heard. I hope you come with the ones that you love, and we can, you know, because to me, these are the songs I want to hear.
Yeah. It's a pretty solid list. The Stairway to Heaven one caught me a little bit off guard. Wasn't expecting something kind of that slow build.
Yeah.
But it definitely makes sense when you put it in the perspective of live music in person.
I'm glad you admitted that this is prisoner of the moment, because I do feel like Thunderstruck is a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
But tonight, this is still going to be amazing.
Do you know how hard it was to pick a Metallica song
for me?
I mean, I could have went all kinds of different ways, but this song just hits.
Yeah, completely agree with it. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929, or you can hit us on the X at 929 Morning Shift. You want to weigh in on Bo's Top 5 Tuesday. You want to give us the songs that you would like to see live in person, or maybe you already did. Maybe you got a cool story about your favorite concert and the music and the song that was being played on that one. Also, David Onyebata versus Matthew Bergeron. Is that a good thing for the Atlanta Falcons that they're squaring off? And are you satisfied that Freddie Gonzalez is the new third base coach of the Atlanta Braves? 404-726-0929. It's a wake-up call coming up on the other side. Nice job, Bo. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.